Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Ryan here. Ryan, welcome back to the program. I want you to pick out a couple of your top nutraceuticals. A lot of people think, well, I can't afford to take the really good stuff that you have, Dr. Bill. I'm going to go searching on Vitacost, what I call the sewer net, and I'm going to find something that's almost as good. I tell you, if that was the case, take the label off the product, slap it on the sore body part, and think you're going to get better. You're delusional. The nutraceuticals we have are not comparable to anything else you're going to get marketed anywhere else because of three things. Number one, they're bioavailable, they're bioactivated, which means they jump over the gene defect, and they persist in your body a long time, like Nutritrella. There are things like CoQ10 Supreme that doesn't crystallize. All other CoQ10s in the world, including this one that they advertise like crazy on the internet and on television, called QAnol CoQ10. Or people have other, quote, copycat nutraceuticals that sound like what we have, and they don't have any advice as to how to even how to take it or how to test to see if what they gave had any positive benefit. It's mind-boggling to me how the public, in pure ignorance, and led by many so-called pseudo-health professionals or salespeople, get deluded. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, people love a good story, right? They want to buy into it. They want to believe. They have a lot of hope, a lot of positives. But, you know, most things are not taken into account when it comes to a lot of these supplements. People aren't.
Right. Well, I get a little bit more down to earth about it. I call it vicious ignorance. Your health is really important. I mean, you can have a bank account and you can store money in your 401k and you can do lots of things. But if you don't store anything in your health account, your own body, and you don't take care of yourself, eventually you're going to have somebody look over the top of their glasses and say, oh, you have a catastrophic end-state disease. And it's not a funny thing when that happens because rescuing you all the way to the grave is an expensive process. It's a painful process. You're not really living, you're just surviving. So, Ryan, pick out a couple of nutraceuticals that we can help people to live rather than just survive. I've used the, years ago I came up with this idea that you say, let's say you live to be 65. You don't want to find the first 40 years of your life are a lifespan and the last 25 are a death span. Where you've got serious illnesses and you're being chased by drugs, doctors, and procedures to do horrendously dangerous and stupid things like colonoscopies is a good example of something I never recommend. There are DNA tests you can do in your home that are very accurately pick up if you've got colon cancer. our cardiac tests, I recommend things like a lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers like Veritas Labs. I never recommend just chasing cholesterol, and I never recommend statin drugs. Statin drugs are for insane people. They basically are a form of chemical castration. They block CoQ10. It's stupid to take statin drugs. And thinking cholesterol is a big bad devil is ridiculous. Cholesterol doesn't do it. Inflammatory changes in your artery walls, which is why even non-steroidals are increased, even by their own FDA-certified studies, 31% increase in cardiac arrest if you're taking Advil. So people need to start getting real about this. And the doctors, to be honest with you, are either ignorant, self-directed in order to try to build up a business, or they're really just chasing you with their drugs because they don't want to spend more than 7 minutes to tell you how your diet needs to change and how you need to take things like omega fatty acids, like Omega Supreme Pro. It's an anti-inflammatory and things to actually get rid of homocysteine, like S-ethyl, and to decalcify your arteries, like full vitamin K2. Full vitamin K2 studies have shown it'll reverse calcium score on your high-speed CTs faster than anything. But do the regular doctors talk about minoquinone 7? Of course not. They're knuckleheads. And I don't give any apology for my colleagues that aren't aware. I think they need to learn. And the problem is, they're so damned arrogant, whether they're doing coronary bypasses or ablation blocks, they don't want to learn anything because it's not good for business, is it?
No, it really isn't.
You know, people say, Dr. Deagle, you've got a bad attitude toward your own colleagues. I said, it's well-earned. Believe me, after 40-some years, it's well-earned. Right? Well, people say, Dr. Deagle, you've got a terrible attitude. I said, you know what? I'm sick of people thinking they're going to have a right to judge me. Walk in my shoes for a day, a week, a month, and you wouldn't have that attitude, would you?
I think, Dr. Bill, you got, you know, obviously the passion and stuff that you have, and you have a lot of people that want to listen because they're looking for those answers that are elusive to them. And when it comes to nutrition, a lot of people I know listening will invest in their own health. But
there's conventional tests I recommend. For example, I like high-speed CT scans. I even like Sinti radio scans of your heart. Better than a treadmill, more accurate. But I tell people, do lipid electrophoresis, not an NMR spectroscopy. Look at homocysteine in your arteries. After an L-methionine challenge, how many people do you think their homocysteine is frying their arteries and not cholesterol? All kinds. But do they know how to reduce it with bio-LVR and S-methyl with added trimethylglycine? No. Do you think their doctors know this? Are you kidding me? They don't have a faint idea. They think that things are bad, like eating red meat's really bad for you. Well, if it's organic red meat, fatty acid concentration of grass-fed beef is the same as salmon. Do they know that? Of course not. Are you kidding? So let's proceed. Let's continue, please.
Well, for most people, doing the fundamentals is really important. So something like Vitamineral Max, big, powerful formulation, is really essential because it's like building a house. It supplies the foundational nutrients that you need day in and day out. Sometimes we're chasing things. You know, we're over here, we're fixing something in our house, and we're like, well, that window, it's that window that really needs to be replaced or fixed. But foundationally, it's cracking. The house is falling apart because you have not solidified it. So when it comes to nutrition, I would have people think about that with regards to Vitamineral Max. But why is it different than, you know, the other ones that people are using, Dr. Bill? Some of the key reasons here. VeggieCap delivery system, these are quick release, known as Gen 2 VeggieCaps. They pop open basically within 5 minutes in your stomach. You get a fast, rapid absorption from them. But what's inside the capsule is critical. So, for example, when it comes to the B vitamins, you're looking at, in all possible opportunities, is activated, full activated B vitamins, so that if there is genetic SNPs or propensity not to convert, like folic acid or being able to absorb B12 or being able to convert your, say, B6 or B2, you can do it. Because it's already done. And so that way, because oftentimes people really do not know their genetic variances. And so we know it's become very popular to understand in nutritional medicine that somewhere near 40% of the population is going to be having a folate genetic SNP that's going to cause them to inadequately convert folate like they should into the methyl form, which is going to be highly effective for what they need to do in their bodies. And so just pumping more folic acid into you, even though it would be like, hey, you need folic acid, if you don't convert it well, it may actually cause a worse problem. I can speak to that on B6. That's one of those for me, Dr. Bill, that I've told you personally. If I take a non-activated form of B6, pyridoxine, it literally builds up in my system very quickly.
Do you know what the threshold is for people with a gene SNP? Well, you know what the threshold per milligram per day that'll cause peripheral neuropathy? What do you think it is?
Oh, gosh. Well, I can only think it's probably below
100 milligrams. 100 milligrams. So if you take more than 100 milligrams of non-activated B6, which is a 5 prime pyridoxal phosphate, if you have a gene SNP, you're going to get peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy of your cardiac conduction bundle, so you can get atrial fibrillation. A lot of people are not aware that homocysteine and these other gene SNPs can be factors, but they can be countered by simply taking activated forms of nutraceuticals. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, this is it's lessons being learned that people have to listen and go, you know what, that's weird. I never even looked at how much B6 I'm actually taking. Go do the math. A lot of people that listen to you, I'm sure, they take a whole closet full of different things hoping that they got the right stuff, when in fact, to keep pumping in what they perceive would be a helpful nutrient for them, when in fact that may not be the case. Got to be activated. The other side of Vitamin Mineral Max is absorption aspects. So like the minerals, Dr. Bill, you know this, when we take in minerals, they're highly likely to just bind with things like fiber or be swept out of the body, or they can compete with one another for absorption, or they can actually be stuff that just causes people not to feel very good. That's a very common thing you hear people. They go, yeah, I don't know about the multivitamin. I don't feel so good. That a lot of the times has to do with the minerals that are being used. And beware of this, is when people put on the label and you pick a product off the shelf that says, hey, this has a mineral chelate, this is magnesium, chelated magnesium, you need to be very aware of the fact that unless it's specifically going to be a patented form of chelate, most likely it will simply fall apart during the digestive process, and you're no better off than taking just a regular...
Yeah, it's not like our Albion chelated minerals.
No.
Not to say, I'll say ours is superior technology. Life Support, Ageless, Life Support, Vitamin Mineral Max, Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is the powder, and Minerals Plus. Nothing like them in the marketplace anywhere.
This is Dan.
Back. So, Ryan, let's proceed. What I want people to understand is that we provide a free service. It's a ministry. I call myself a priest medical doctor, basically. In other words, it's like the Kohenic priesthood. I provide free advice, so you just simply have to email me. You can go to NutraMedical.com and contact us. It gets sent out as what's called a ninja file. Send it to me directly with your contact information and your question. I'll email you back and say, look, this is what you can do with your own doctor. These are the nutraceuticals you should take as a start, and even the tests that you can do with your own primary care doctor. If you want to proceed further, I can send test kits to you, do a formal consultation, and actually do formal testing, at say with a QRMA machine, which you can purchase on time, and same with a Menopathia Hunter scan. You can go to one of our test sites, New York City, near Branson, Missouri, in Northern Southern California, here with Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad. People need to understand that I provide confirmatory test kits I can send anywhere in the world. And so this service is not just like, hey, I'm going to order a vitamin from Amazon or Vitacost or Jet.com. You need to understand you have no freaking idea, neither does your doctor, what's the underlying substrate causing heart disease. On my background, I did research with a biochemist, cardiologist, Dr. Moskowitz at the University of British Columbia, 41 years ago, and we did tests on cholesterol. Cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease. It's oxidized cholesterol and oxidized fatty acids or free radicals that causes heart disease, especially when you take trans fats or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil or hydrogenated vegetable oil and you oxidize and heat it. And you have free radicals from toxins that are attaching to your vessel walls, things like homocysteine and toxic plasticizing agents. But do you think the average doctor knows this? They don't want to know it. It's bad for business. And people say, Dr. Deagle, that's a bad attitude. I'm sick and tired of non-scientific people pretending that they're actual physicians. They're not. They're basically drug salesmen in a white coat, aren't they?
And pushing sometimes when you're like, that's, you know, it's not really solving the problem. I guess that's what, you know, is a real motivator for me, and I know you too, is just, hey, if you can dig a little deeper to go, well, why is it happening?
Well,
why was the engine out of oil, or maybe...
Right, for example, as I mentioned earlier, if you take home 500 milligrams of L-methionine, 3/4 of people with elevated homocysteine won't show up until you give an L-methionine challenge. Do you think even the functional medicine doctors know this? Of course they don't. I teach it. I've been at this business now for 40-plus years. I'm getting really sick and tired of people that start off and do a little tiddly bit of it and think that all of a sudden they're a functional medicine doctor. This is not a weekend course. It takes years to absorb the knowledge to understand it, and it requires an understanding of intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, toxicology, infectious disease, stealth infectious disease, because a lot of stealth pathogens like nanobacteria that grow around your gums and viruses are cooking your artery walls. That's why you get a coronary artery problem. It's not because it's a sterile environment. It's a dirty environment. So if you don't kill off the nanobacteria, if you don't, that's why things like Nutrimune 26Y also helps heart disease. If you've got a leaky gut syndrome, no wonder you have an autoimmune conditions. Your body is now discovering that proteins of your own cells are non-self, so therefore it attacks and activates T lymphocytes. So you know, and killing those pathogens means things like our Nutriodine, Allicin Med, one of my favorites. I take at least an Allicin Med every morning just as general hygiene. Living Probiotic, and a Living, which is a Resolve 6 strain, Living Probiotic Ultra, I call the Nuke. I take that at least one or twice a week. It's like, you want to nuke the bad bugs because you want to stop colon cancer, you want to stop heart disease and dementia, which in many cases actually is viruses growing in the brain. They did a research study about 5 years ago at Cornell University in New York, and they found something like 28% of people that could easily, and it probably was more, easily grow viruses. Many of these viruses were from childhood vaccines or infections they had as a child, like herpes zoster. And people, oh, no, you mean the virus is growing in their brain? And says, yeah, easy to leap across the cribriform plate at the superior aspect of their nasal cavity across to the frontal lobes. What do you think? It's a couple of millimeters to jump. Right? It's easy, eh? And a pathologist would know this, but if you think the pathologist is in the active patients, of course, all the patients are in pieces on the autopsy table or under the microscope. They're not going to any published journals. Do you think the regular doctors are going to read pathology journal documentation? Of course not. They're not interested in knowing things that will be facts 50 years from now, do they? Interesting, eh?
Right.
In fact, they try to convince me.
It seems obvious, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing as our politics. And we're going to get into that here later on in the show. And I'm going to have some interesting discussions I did yesterday with Josh Bernstein and Cody Snodgrass, the Oklahoma City whistleblower, CIA operative, and Deborah Tavares. But you need to know, I have inside knowledge on all these things. And people say, well, you think you're an expert in everything. No, only what I talk about. And what I don't talk about, I can become an expert pretty quickly by studying like a maniac, because that's what I am. I'm a maniac. When I apply myself to research on whether it's functional medicine or geopolitics or whatever, I absorb everything like bulk and mind meld. And I'm going to tell you out there, I don't mind you asking good questions, but don't try to think you're going to come and do an hominem attacks or get away with it on medical or non-medical issues. It's going to be ugly. And as you probably know, I have compassion for people, but it will take a scintillion of crap from anybody, not even God. So if you think I'm going to take it from you out there, thinking your doctor knows better than Dr. Deagle, fat chance on that. In fact, if your damn doctor knows better, do this. Have them call into the show live, or you. Have them raise their question live. Or if you don't have enough guts, or cajones, as they say in Spanish, to actually do it, raise it as an email and say, I'll send you my email, doc, but you can bring up the question on air. Because I've been swimming in this sea of medical foolishness for now soon approaching half a century, and I'm getting sick of people that aren't scientists pretending to be health providers. You have to be a scientist first before you're a health provider. And you have to be a priest, which means you care about other people more, just the same as yourself. So you don't want to see them as a profit motive and say, hey, I got to maximize my profits by doing stupid things that aren't necessary, like colonoscopies or unnecessary drugs. So very interesting, hey?
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ryan, pull up a couple of nutraceuticals you like to talk about. Well, there's A to Z, I call it, of our go under shop products. Our A to Z product list is pretty amazing.
Yeah, A to Z, I would just look at Omega Supreme Pro is one of my all-time favorites. Fish oil is super common for people to use, but they are not aware there's a breakthrough technology available now. So this is pre-digested oils that allows it to absorb very quickly without, kind of even if a person has compromised digestion, lack of lipase activity, so they can't break down and then utilize their fat very well. This works phenomenal.
And it does, doesn't
also,
it?
It's small. It's the width of a dime. It's tiny compared to other fish oils, so it doesn't provide a choking hazard. So if you're looking for a big bang in a little capsule, this is it. And so each capsule is the dose equivalent of 1,350 milligrams of EPA and DHA based on the studies done with its absorption. It's really incredible. And then you can see the results when it comes to, you know, if you're doing, you know, the omega quants or brain span type testing to look at your cell membrane percentages for omega-3s. And also a neat marker to see, and that has a dramatic impact, is also things like arachidonic acid ratio to EPA ratio, which they know there's a strong likelihood as you shift higher to arachidonic acid, you're going to trigger more inflammation in the body, which Americans are sort of ramped up with arachidonic acid, and see these dramatic shifts when people start incorporating formulation like Omega Supreme Pro. It's just remarkable because you're pulling yourself away from, you know, creating more inflammation in your body.
Exactly. Makes a huge difference. I take three of those in the morning. They make a world of difference. And you can do a lipid electrophoresis and find out exactly what your lipids are. Rather than just guessing, this is science. Back in a moment. And so, Brian, let's pick up the next couple of fancy nutraceuticals we have that you think are super-duper.
Well, super-duper, for sure. People, looking at PowerC Plus has been phenomenal and phenomenally effective, well-accepted, because it really breaks down a barrier, and this goes back to absorption for ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C. Very acidic to the body, so most people would pretty much say 500 milligrams or above, you're going to struggle to absorb it. This formulation, though, is designed VeggieCap delivery system, again, like we talked about earlier, but 750 milligrams, but this isn't just straight ascorbic acid. This is known as a mixed mineral ascorbate blend, and what it does is it neutralizes the pH, so you can really enhance the absorption of the vitamin C, and at the same time it has bioperin, which is a patented black pepper extract that's been shown to increase the absorption of the vitamin C by 40% in plasma in humans. And so those combinations together, I know Dr. Willis is one of your favorites to recommend because it's hard, people are hard pressed to have enough vitamin C. And I know you could talk about the research scientists that say, hey, look, this is truly one of the greatest substances for humans to be able to rely on to help their immune system, to help the production of virtually everything that's going on in their body, for like collagen, elastin, keratin production, and so forth. But you gotta be able to get it in and get it in consistently. And why can't we just suck on an orange per se and go, well, that was enough vitamin C? The how we live today, the stress systems, the way we tax our immune system, the toxicity of our environment, the lack of nutrients that are truly even found in an orange anymore are vastly different than what.
Yeah, our mineral depletion of our soil.
So much higher.
Yeah, toxic chemicals attached, like glyphosate attached to toxic pesticides, like scale radiation, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, cell phones, mineral depletion of the soils and everything we eat, high levels of free radicals, the means we take fatty acids like polyunsaturated fats and heat them to create trans fats. Our ratio of inflammatory, pro-inflammatory to non-inflammatory fats is crazy. We had Barry Sears on the program 5 years ago to talk about that, MD, PhD biochemist. And what people need to understand, heart disease is not simply a deficiency of statin drugs or just lowering blood pressure. In fact, if you lower your blood pressure too much, you'll actually decrease perfusion. The key issue is to improve perfusion while you're lowering blood pressure and reducing the oxidative stress in the artery wall, including homocysteine and free radicals. We have gamma A plus that gets rid of nitroproxy, cell detox glutathione that gets rid of hydroproxy, and ultrasymin B1, which gets rid of the transketolase enzyme, gets rid of singlet oxygen. Then you want to neutralize the free radicals with Nutritrella and carnosine D-link, and our leptin metabolic that lowers the leptin and insulin resistance in the tissue. So even joint inflammation is reduced because when your insulin level is high, even if you're not diabetic, and a lot of people have three different pathways of hyperinsulinemia. The first pathway is you just get obese. The second pathway is you get obese and diabetic. And the third pathway is a whole bunch of different sub-pathways. You can just get joint inflammation from elevated levels of inflammatory cytokines in your joints, but also in your brain. There's a lot of people that have dementia. It's actually related to hyperinsulinemia, even if they're normal in weight. And it's, again, caused by hyperinsulinemia. And, for people to understand, the insulin system goes crazy, along with other co-hormones like glucagon, which is blocked by berberostatin, cortisol, which is blocked by stress to go. So you don't just have one hormone out of whack. You got a whole bunch out of whack, right?
Yes, sir.
You got to protect your artery walls with those special antioxidants. And then I recommend that people take CoQ10 Supreme and the CoQ10 Ubiquinol crosses the blood-brain barrier. We also use it for regenerating the gums. So if you want to regenerate your retina and your eye and your brain, you need the CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Bite it, hold it in your mouth for 10 for regenerating your gums, but just swallow them. I take at least two in the morning. If I have gum issues, I'll bite one and hold it against my gums where I think there's an issue with my biological dentist, and it regenerates the gum tissue. So, you know, we have a lot of cute, cool things, and we have a menu now of nutraceuticals that literally can attack and support anything. And, of course, I'll use that along with things like our stem cell peptides, which we have for any target organ. And if you need a stem cell transplant, I know which ones work. You know, I hear the Hollywood stars go off to Panama. These people are uneducated idiots, including their doctors. The best stem cells, number one, there's four classes. The best stem cells are hypoxic stem cells grown in a special hypoxic culture media. And those can be super high concentration, and there's only one place locally, and that's built in Stomatica and San Diego. And their clinic is in Tijuana across the border with their outside regulatory authority. And in Astana, Georgia. The other stem cells you have to multiply in a lab like Dr. Centeno's lab in Grand Cayman, because here in America you can't take someone's bone marrow and multiply it, or it's considered a drug. And then the number of stem cells in an umbilical cord or even autologous from your own bone marrow, your own fat tissue, is teeny. It's not going to do anything, especially if you haven't prepared the patient in advance. All it means is the doctors get giant fees for taking out stem cells or giving them to you from umbilical cord, and they get buco bucks, anywhere from 10 to 50 to 100,000. To me, it's ridiculous. If you don't prepare the patient like, say, a good farm boy from Iowa, how the hell do you expect the seeds to take? And all the stem cells are is architects and engineers. Without the building blocks like our nutriments, the peptides that we give you aren't going to do a damn thing. So if we're going to rebuild your prostate gland with a special prostate peptide or your testicles, which we have, you need to take the nutraceuticals to restore andropause, like our Men's Max and four capsules in the morning, Hormone Synergy, two caps in the morning, and then our creams, transdermal, liposomal, DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream. And if you think you're going to get around the problem by just kind of taking one thing, you're delusional. You're not. And if you take toxic things like excessive oral or injectable steroids or tablets or whatever, you're going to convert the excess hormone to female. So you can get breast buds bigger and faster than your daughter while you're trying to reverse your male andropause, because your stupid doctor thinks that just whacking you with a massive dose of testosterone is going to fix it. And in fact, your body converts the excess to female hormone. Isn't that crazy? Which, by the way, causes the Ergenlagen, which is a German term for the prostate tissue, to grow, so then you can get obstructive prostatism, and maybe it can be bad enough to block your kidneys and give you into renal failure. So I've seen all this stuff, and I'm sick and tired of doctors who don't know what they're doing out there. Like it's like one of these crash derbies. You know, you go to a crash derby, and you got these people smashing into each other, going around and around in circles. That's what the current medical system is like in one of these crash derbies, right? You can visualize in your mind, man, bang, bang, and you hear all these people, you can get past this guy.
I'm working on my visualization of this one right now. But
yeah, you can just imagine the medical system like that. And one guy's whipping around because he's got a special order track. He's a subspecialist doing really high-priced procedures, and he's got a villa and all the other crap. But really, to be honest with you, a lot of the stuff he's doing, for example, do you know that cardiac induction ablation is not even FDA approved? Did you know that? The FDA, the fatal drugs, a lot of people don't even approve some of the treatments that doctors are doing on a regular basis. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. Well, I like the hope you provide here. You know, you're talking about what are things that really make a difference. I think probiotics is one of those big ones, Dr. Bell. Living probiotic and living probiotic ultra are two really good options. One of the big sellers, the ultra, 100 billion organisms per single capsule.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because most people, you know, their guts are really compromised, and it has to do with the exposure to stress, sugar, alcohol, medications, the antibiotic, you know, utilization and stuff like that is just, you know, obviously rampant. And so people get in this downward spiral, and we know what then sets up is they're really kind of set up for a triggering of the immune system.
Right.
Is located there. And so Living Probiotic Ultra, that is really, I think, you know, one of the best ways to really re-change the direction and where the gut is performing.
It not only helps you sterilize. By the way, to sterilize your gut, first thing you need is digestes and gastrozyme. If you haven't got hydrochloric acid, how are you going to have a sterile upper small bowel? And how are you going to stop leaky gut, which causes sensitization of your immune system to foods and even body proteins and pathogens? Because a lot of time a pathogen can have a peptide that looks identical to a body protein, attacking a specific organ. That's why viral infections can trigger off thyroid or adrenal or diabetes or all kinds of good things, and joint disease. And in fact, you have autoimmune, or we call toxoallergic arthritis. People should know that. But you think their doctor can diagnose it? Of course not. They don't connect the gut to the brain or anything else, do they?
No.
No.
They sure don't.
They don't. You know what? If you're listening, Doc, listen up and take notes. Proceed. Next nutraceutical. Let me throw one out there to see if you like it. Cognition Plus Brain Power.
Well, yes, I do like those.
Yeah, and of course, we also have the Combine and Brain Mag. Yeah, go ahead and talk about those.
Well, Cognition Plus is one of the most popular in the NutraMedical lineup because when people look at it, it's kind of a catch-all. It's got a lot of different attributes that can really help kind of fill in the gaps that may be causing people not to have good memory, good cognition. And so it's a very popular formulation. So that one's highly successful. The other one that I think is really growing and for good reason, the Brain Mag. So magnesium, we know, is essential throughout our bodies. Over 300 enzymatic processes are reliant on magnesium. However, the most important organ, the brain, needs a tremendous amount of magnesium. I shouldn't say a tremendous amount. It needs magnesium. And what's not available sometimes, even when we supplement it, you can even lay in an Epsom salt bath or whatever, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cross the blood-brain barrier effectively. And so scientists have uncovered there's a version of magnesium threonate that really can cross and make a dramatic impact. So people that do have memory and cognitive problems, and even like we talked about, stress responses, PTSD type response, and need to reprogram the brain.
Right.
Magnesium's critical for that. Well, Brain Mag will get it across. It also is a formula that's designed as a powder. You drink it. It's also designed that it will give full body magnesium support as well. So people oftentimes, they may go, well, you know, my legs aren't restless anymore, or they don't cramp anything like they used to. I'm much more relaxed. But their brains start functioning like they're supposed to, which is huge.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? What about Combine Brain Mag? I love it. I actually sip it all day long in my drink.
Yeah.
You want to stay calm. You want to stay calm in the storm, I say. You know.
Oh, no.
By the way, the Buddhist temples all drink Nail-3, which is anti-glutamate. Basically, herbal extract in the drink, and that's what's in this. So, you know, in Combine, you got L-threonine, GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, and myo-inositol, the B vitamin. And then, of course, the Brain Mag is magnesium L-threonate, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. Regular magnesium doesn't. So if your brain doesn't get magnesium, you're going to get seizure-like activity. You're going to get mood disorders. You're going to have greased brain inflammation, nitroproxy-radical, and upregulation of inflammatory changes to the microglia of your brain, the supporting cells of your neurons. Right?
Yeah.
Correct. Interesting stuff.
I think you renamed that one, I think, multiple times, but one of them, like Marriage Saver, Better Than Booze. It's really, it's funny to say those names, but really, if you want to find a good description, it's like, I don't know, other than what is stressing people out, what's causing them to make some bad decisions in a lot of cases for what they reach for. And this is really one that resets. And what's cool about it is, it's filling a nutritional gap that many people don't even know exists. So there's myo-inositol as a key ingredient in this formula. And the myo-inositol is serving as what's known as a secondary neurotransmitter messaging molecule. So even though the neurotransmitters may be binding and they're supposed to express, like let's just say, an expression of relaxation, but the body's not doing it, why? So what we do is we drive more neurotransmitters out and say, well, we're going to force it, or we're going to take a drug or use alcohol. We're going to get around it by doing it a different method. But what this is doing is it's really just making sure that communication, that message that's supposed to be delivered and transcribed by the nucleus of the cell so that it behaves and performs as it should, is happening. And that's why it's been such a breakthrough for people.
Yeah, it really is amazing, isn't it? I tell people, you know, I take a whole pile of nutraceuticals. In fact, when I don't have it immediately read it with my tea in the morning, I'll take my bag of vitamins now when I'm doing my show. And I'm in a, you know, and my wife will say, whoa, that's a lot of vitamins. And she takes a lot now. She used to take very little, but she knows as you get older, if you don't take vitamins, you're going to face the ugliness of getting older and your body starting to fall apart. So even if you're relatively healthy as she's been, she's had her own recent challenges since she picked up the flu in January. You have to take nutraceuticals, and you want medical-grade nutraceuticals that are actually going to accomplish something. Don't just hear the hype on the bottle, you know, like, hey, this stuff's so great, it's going to make, you know, do everything, make your nails, you know, like titanium, and make your eyes glow. And no, you want something that actually has a biological effect that can be measured in a test, right?
Right.
Or your own experience. When you start taking cognition initiatives, you say, we have students that put it on their budget along with their books to go to college so they can actually remember what they studied. Isn't that wild?
Well,
makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Hey, books. Oh, cognition initiative. That's part of my budget. Yes, indeed. Brain power. My what? My brain power. So there's three phases to learning. I'm going to get into the technical thing here. The first phase is what's called a virtual harmonic network, when you set up a network of neurons. See, the second phase is what's called facilitated pathways, where you grow new synapses, new axons, etc. And the third phase are microtubules, which is a solid-state source of memory that's distributed in a non-localized fashion to create what we call future harmonic networks, because you can't learn anything unless it's based on causing a harmonic increase or activation of previous harmonic networks that describe memes, ideas, concepts, and what we call concatenator or hierarchical concepts. So the solid-state memory, actually, theoretically, you could actually create solid-state memory molecules and actually give them to somebody as a pill or insert them in a way through a vector and give someone a specific neurological skill or even a language skill. And down the road, people are going to be able to download language skills, for example, by downloading information directly to their brain and cortex. That's going to be possible in the next 5 to 10 years.
I like that.
Imagine learning German by sitting in a chair for 20 minutes and downloading it.
That would be pretty incredible. But until then, I guess we better work on enhancing our own skills.
Well, we want to enhance your actual ability. I called this is another one of my deagleisms. I think of cognition plus and brain power as mental Velcro. Do you like that? Mental Velcro. So the ideas and the concepts and things will stick to your brain rather than sliding off and going down like the rabbit hole.
I do like it. Absolutely.
Let's talk about some of the other amazing things that we have. We have, of course, the anti-cancer nutraceuticals that actually are the malignant block. We have things that actually strip off the capsule of the tumor, such as the enzymes Inflamex that actually strip off the capsules. We have amazing nutraceuticals that will kill off pathogens. You know, Allicin Med, which is much stronger than Alamed at less than half the price, the 200 milligrams or more per capsule. You know, we've got nutraceuticals like our drinks, Life Support, Ageless, Glycemics, and NutriComplete. NutriComplete is the best reds and greens drink you can get anywhere. You can't compare it. If you're not sleeping, 5-HTP and Stress to Go, and then take about an hour later, or just before you go to sleep, half an hour, take your melatonin time release. You know, stress hormone elevation that blocks melatonin release in your body. So, for example, if your thyroid's been hit by a thyroiditis from a virus, you have to actually not only stimulate the thyroid gland to heal, which maybe means you may be going hypo, but you may not yet. You could be in a thyroiditic inflammatory phase. So you got to reduce the inflammation with things like gamma A plus, cell detox glutathione, and gamma A and ultrathiamine B1, cell defense plus curcumin to reduce thyroid inflammation, and to regenerate the gland, you might even have to add peptides or thyroid peptides, which we add to that, along with if you go into the hypo phase a few months after your thyroid. You might need some mitothyroid because for a while you might be actually going hypo, and you can tell if your core body temperature is dropping. So these are concrete things you can actually measure, including free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and a high sensitivity TSH. So, you know, I tell people stuff that they can actually concretely test even with their own doctor rather than just fancy tests we can do, like salivary hormone levels, like adrenals, because when your thyroid horse fails, your adrenal horse takes over and it can cause everything from insomnia to panic attacks, even rage attacks where you get angry. So if you're really, really having anger bursts, it could be your adrenals are working overtime and you can't control your anger or your mood. Interesting, hey? Rage attacks. And that's where stress to go. We'll take away those stress hormones, because a lot of time when people have uncontrolled rage, it's because their adrenals are dumping out tons of hormones and they're in a rage spell, a white rage, I call it. But you see their blood vessels all constricted in their face, and their pupils are a little pinpoint. And that's because the reptilian parts of their brain and their adrenal glands take over. Interesting,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing stuff. As I say, if you want help, the advice is free. All you have to do is follow through the recommendations. And my advice is, if you listen to the recommendations, you, as Bach says, you know, with the ironic blessing, live long and prosper, like he says, you know, with the typical separation of the third and fourth finger with a typical Spock hand. Well, that's the Kawenic priesthood. If you don't listen to the advice we give you on the show or we give you by email, I grieve for you, because your end shall be grisly and you shall not prosper. So please take nutraceuticals, not polypharmacy. Take lifestyle changes with a good diet. But most of all, do well. If you treat your cells well, they'll treat you well as well. They'll give you the cellular high five. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you again on Thursday. Back in a moment with hour number two.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.